On Tuesday, Liza's at the Palace will be released. It's the original cast recording of Liza Minnelli's recent sold-out show on Broadway. And the 2-CD set is, in fact, a double showcase because Disc 1 features many of the tunes that made her most famous on stage, including, Do We Need to Tell You This?, Cabaret. Second disc relives the 1940s nightclub act that was made famous by her godmother, Kay Thompson.
Hello, 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 and thanks so much. Your greeting is enough to touch my heart.
Liza Minnelli joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
And now that all the formalities are through, we might as well... Ooh, you haven't all met.
No!
Of course, everybody knows you're the daughter of Vincent Minnelli and Judy Garland, but let me get you to talk about Kay Thompson, your godmother.
All right.
You first.
Oh, okay. Well, Kay Thompson was Hollywood's secret weapon.
What a lovely trip. I'm feeling so fresh and alive, and I'm so glad to arrive. It's all so grand.
She was the musical director at MGM. So all of those great arrangements that you heard, I guess, in the 40s, you know, from 44, probably right up till 49, were all Kay Thompson. So everything that made you smile, really, was because of her. She taught people how to sing. She arranged things. And her vocal arrangements were astounding.
There's a part of me that I think one of the best movie songs of all time is the Atchison, Topeka and the Santa Fe.
Me too. Kay Thompson.
That was her song.
That was her arrangement.
Her arrangement, yeah.
Absolutely. All of that stuff in the... That's Kay.
What a thrill.
What a great thing. Wonderful.
Like I said, she had been the lady behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, she did a nightclub act with four guys called the Williams Brothers, one of which was Andy Williams, right? Mm-hmm. And it knocked everybody off their seat. Mm-hmm. And she played that run, that nightclub run, for almost 60 weeks. So Ron Lewis, who is my friend and my director and choreographer and has been since 1970, I asked him, would you help me? Let's try and celebrate Kay Thompson. She was such a huge part of my life.
And when the violin, begins to sob and sigh, I look at you and I
look at you and I
have got to fall in love.
I've got to fall in love.
So honey, hold me close.
So honey, hold me close.
My heart is in a spin.
My heart is in a spin.
I've read the reviews in the show on stage that you do. It requires constant movement. I think the Wall Street Journal said, even the tireless Miss Minnelli's frequently left gasping for breath. Now, you've had, in recent years, knee operations, hip replacements?
Oh, yeah, I've had everything, but, you know, so is practically everybody else. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm fine, but I'm disintegrating. I think, you know, Kay Thompson did everything in a musical term called two. Yeah. In other words, just to demonstrate for those people who don't know that term, if you're going, buds won't bud, breeze won't breeze, and do who won't do, right? That's mm-hmm. four. If you're going, buds won't bud, breeze won't breeze, and do who won't do, that's two. And she did everything at that pace.
Others may lag, tempos may drag, but Kay Thompson could never be slowed. So, let's get this show on the road. Whew. Clap your hands, slap your thighs, give me that heave and heave and heave and give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that crazy mixed up beat. Da 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 da.
She was amazing. And yes, I am left gasping for breath, but it's the most joyous exhaustion I have ever experienced.
Come on.
Oh,
have a whole new set of fans, Liza fans you've created, by appearing on the show Arrested Development.
Yeah. Isn't that the silliest show you ever saw?
What made you do such a show?
Well, my friend Ron Howard, who I've known since my father directed him in The Courtship of Eddie's Father, the movie, he called me one day and he said, listen, I think I'm one of the few people who know how really funny you are, and I want you to play a slapstick role. Just, it's out-and-out humor. You don't have to be the straight man. You are the comic part. And I said, sure, I'll do that.
Buster?
Oh, Miss Lestero. What are you doing here?
A touch of the dizzies.
I mean, this lady has vertigo, and, you know, whenever she gets nervous, falls down. So the first time that I went to shoot, the first, you know, episode that I was in, it came time for the line right before I fell down, and they said, okay, cut. And they brought in a lot of pads for the floor and a stunt double. I said, well, she'll fall down for you. I said, are you kidding? I went to my dance teacher, Luigi, and he taught me 17 different ways to fall down. I'm all right.
I want to ask you about a song that's on this other disc, which is Liza Minnelli, the complete A&M recordings. It's one of my favorites, the Candor and Ebb song, The Happy Time.
Oh, yes. Well, I have always said that Candor and Ebb really invented me. They wrote Liza with a Z for me and gave me my identity. Mm-hmm. You know, everything they wrote for me, I adore singing. The world goes round. My God, what a song that is. But, you know, everything and the happy time is, well, you'll hear, it just makes you happy.
Do you listen to Judy Garland music?
Not often. It makes me sad.
Yeah.
You know, to other people, it's Judy Garland music. That's my mother. And it makes me miss her.
Yeah.
It would be like those of you who have lost a parent, if you had a recording of their voice, even speaking to you, and you played it over and over again, it's sentimental.
Yeah.
You know, and my mother never wanted me to be sad.
It's just been wonderful talking to you. Thanks so much for all of your time.
Oh, thank you so much.
Liza Minnelli, her new CD, Liza's at the Palace, is on Hybrid Recordings, and it comes out this Tuesday. Speaking with us from New York. Thanks so much for all your time. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Sweetheart. Can I ask you to play one thing for me?
Of course.
Thank you. Can I close my section? Because
yeah.
It's everything I've ever wanted to say to an audience. And
of
if that
course.
Sounds corny, screw it. I don't care. I'm old enough to say that.
Yeah.
It's the second song on this album. It was written by Billy Stritch and Johnny Rogers and Brian Lane. And you'll hear it now. And it says everything I want to say to you all. Thank you very much.
That's I Would Never Leave You?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for all of your time and being
Thank
so nice.
Thank you, honey.
The smoke has cleared. And look. And I would never leave you alone.
You can hear more of our conversation with Liza Minnelli and full music cuts on our website, nprmusic.org. You know, it's worth going there. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.